What's the mess? It's JD. It's Sienna. It's your guy, Joey Boy, with Eliza on the line. Now, Eliza, you think that your man is cheating with your mom.
Oh.
I know. Because you found her necklace in his bedroom.
Yes.
This is a lot. This sounds far-fetched. Well, let's just take it back. The relationship with your mom. Why would you think that she's a side chick and that would actually try to get at your man?
Our relationship is really complicated. When she was 16, she had my sister. And when she was 18, she had me. So, kind of like our whole lives, I felt like she's acted more like her sibling than our mom. But the thing is, like, at this point, I am the only one who talks to her. Our whole family is done with her because their own personal reasons. But I'm still that idiot who sees the good in my mom, even though she might not deserve it. So I have been with Ryan for a year, and he's only met my mom one time because she's just not really around. So about a month ago, she showed up at my door and said she needed a place to stay because the guy she was dating kicked her out.
All right.
So Ryan and I do not live together, but he's over pretty often. And so he's around my mom more. But I never saw flirting or anything like that. But I guess I was wrong because the other night I was at his place and I found my mom's necklace in his room.
You found your mom's necklace in his room?
Yes. I know it's my mom's necklace because that necklace belonged to my grandmother. And when she passed away, we all fought over who got to keep it. And ultimately, mom was the one who got it. So I know exactly whose necklace that is. And I didn't bring it up to Ryan because I wanted to test my mom. So I texted her. I'm like, hey, can I borrow the necklace to wear? And she actually told me that she lost it.
Oh, kind of checks out then.
Yeah, well, she lost it in my boyfriend's bedroom. I am so over her behavior. I just want to catch her this way to see if she's actually hooked up with my boyfriend or not.
Well, with all due respect, would your mom be the kind of person that would actually do that? Because it just doesn't seem very motherly.
She's not a very motherly person. Like I said, she's more like our sibling than our mom.
Man, I don't know. There's different levels to this one.
It would be different, I think, if it was in your bedroom or anything like that because she's staying with you. But to be at your man's house, obviously there's effort for them to be hanging out behind your back.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you don't know for sure, so you seem upset already, but...
Well, wouldn't you be?
Do you think your dad would be like, Bucky! Banging your girl. Would you be upset?
I don't know. I just don't think my parents or any parent would be capable of something like that. I mean, that's just really intense. To cheat with your daughter's boyfriend?
Y'all that met my mom.
Yeah. No, I know. I have friends that have very weird relationships with their mom, especially when they were teenage moms. You know, they're only 15, 16 years apart. I don't know, man. There's a lot to this. Now, what happens? Are we calling your man or your mom?
Call my mom.
We're calling your mom.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if your mom puts your man's name on the reservation, Ryan there, where do we go from that? Because obviously, if she says Ryan, we'll give you the show. If she was messing around with them, you're obviously breaking up with Ryan.
Yes.
And then the relationship with your mom, what's going to happen with that?
I don't know if I can ever talk to her again. Like I said, I'm the only one who talks to her right now. And it's because of all kinds of stuff like this that she's pulled.
Wow.
I don't like this one bit.
Yeah, it's always messy when it comes to family, but we can find out for you.
Thank you.
Okay, your mom's name again?
Erin.
All right, well, Sienna's going to call your mom up, offer a free romantic hotel stay if she puts Ryan, your boyfriend's name, for the reservation. And I can't wait to see what that note says.
Yeah.
Maybe, Sienna, you have to talk it up with her, see if it's a relationship on the side or...
Just hooking up,
yeah. You know what I mean? Sienna, you ready?
I'm ready for this one. We'll see how it goes.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Erin?
Hi, this is Erin.
Hi, Erin. My name is Selena's calling with the Aurora Hotel with some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Oh, I'm not interested. No, thank you.
Well, before you hang up, I want to let you know that we're going to put you and a guest for free in our penthouse suite with the honeymoon package.
For free?
Yeah, so we're just new to the North Scottsdale area, and we thought this was the best way to get our name out there. So we went through Google and Yelp reviews and saw the people who are most active on those sites, and you're one of those people, so we pulled your name. So all we ask in return is for a review of your stay and your experience here at the Aurora Hotel.
I guess if that's all you guys are asking in return, sure.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, Erin. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what the note's going to say, and then I'll write it down whenever you're ready.
Yeah, okay, I'm ready. I'm going to do a saucy note.
Okay.
And it's going to say, run those hands down my thighs.
Oh, okay, girl. I love a good saucy note, and you definitely have one ready. And as I'm writing that down, I just like to get a feel for the couple that we'll be hosting for the weekend. So I just wanted to ask you, Erin, how long you've kind of been seeing this person or who they are to you.
We're not really, like, seeing each other. We just kind of, like, see each other on the side.
Oh, okay. So it's not like an official relationship or anything like that?
Exactly. Just like a fun hookup.
Okay. Well, I can't hate on that. I love it. And we're very excited to host you too here at the Aurora Hotel. So I won't pry too much. And I just have one more question, though. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Ryan.
Wow.
Moms shouldn't be sleeping with their daughter's boyfriends, but clearly you don't give a shit.
Hello?
So, Miss Erin, gotta let you know you're live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess. We have your daughter, Eliza, on the line who's been listening. And obviously, she called a show suspecting that you were messing with her man, your daughter's man.
And this is exactly why everybody cuts you off. And here I am, being the biggest dumb, actually thinking that you were a good person. And you just me over like everybody said you were.
What the do you think you're doing right now?
What the do you think you're doing right now? You are my boyfriend and you can't lie.
This is what you do. You have to over exaggerate everything, make a big deal about it. So whatever this is, whatever you're doing, just stop now.
Are you kidding me? You are my mom and you are acting this way. I am literally the last person who keeps giving you chances.
Can you please calm the hell down? You don't need to be talking like this to me.
I should not have to deal with my mom, my boyfriend.
Yeah, so, Miss Erin, what is your thought process? Obviously, this is your daughter's man.
What do you expect me to do? Do you want to blame me when it's her boyfriend who's the problem?
It doesn't matter. Then you tell your daughter.
I was just playing along with it. It's not my fault that he's not a good man to her.
You're a horrible mother.
You do not deserve any of my energy constantly trying to see the good in you when everyone told me to stop.
That part.
I guess I had to learn the hard way.
All right. This is horrible.
You'll get over it.
Your mom hung up. Eliza, obviously, everyone gave you the heads up. Your mom is pretty toxic. She's in her own delusion.
Well, I do have counseling services, Eliza, if you'd like to take them. They are free. Just because I know this is involving family, it gets a little more tricky, but...
Yeah, I'm going to take you up on that because I don't even know how I'm going to deal with this.
Yeah, it's free. So you just got to talk it out. You don't have to involve your mom. Unless you want to just take 24 hours to think about it and get some free therapy for your mom. Because, man, does she need it. But it is your mom. We're going to figure out this trauma. She hit that thing. It's okay to sleep with her daughter's man. It's crazy.
The fact that she's my mom is not even a thing because she is a horrible person.
Right.
No, yeah. I don't want to be associated with her anymore.
Well, bless you. I mean, you tried. Everyone warned you, and you were trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. So it is what it is.
By the way, your man could get it, too. You know, like, make sure you give him all
he's
the
got
smoke.
It.
I'm going to go over there, get my stuff, and that's it.
Good luck, girl.
Well, hold on right there. We're going to get you some numbers to call, okay?
Thank you.
We got you. All right, hold on. Oh, man.
I can't even imagine.
Your dad taking it to your girl?
No.
What?
I don't know. He doesn't have much time. I'm not sure. You know, if that's what he wants, I would just prefer he give me a heads up.
Yeah, or head down.
Monkey! Too easy.